Thank you for calling Omex Health. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
Yeah, I think you're the one that left the message on my machine a while ago. But anyways, I wanted to continue my Omex subscription. And we had a problem before where I did it online, and it would always can't stop the auto-renew because of problem with the credit card on your end or whatever. So I'd just like to get my next subscription, but I want to keep it at the original price. Do you need the password or something?
If you would please provide me with your zip code and your name.
Postal code P7E5X2, Michael Henderson.
Okay, you're outside of the U.S.?
Yeah, Canada. I think that's why the problem with the credit card on your end, on the auto-renew, I've phoned MasterCard before, and it said it's not on their end, the problem.
Okay.
You're the one that left the message last time, I think.
We are a call center, so I'm not certain, but I'll do my best to assist. And I'm sorry, what was the first and last name again?
Michael Henderson.
Michael Henderson. C-H-A-E-L. All right, let's see. Let me try doing it this way, sir. If you would please provide me with the email that you provided to the company, please.
Okay. music9779@hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. All right. Let's see.
Like I said, for some reason it keeps, when it comes to auto renew time, it just doesn't go through.
Okay, let's see. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
2243 Donald Street, Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada, P7E5X2.
Okay. All right, and that's Donald Street East?
Yes.
Okay, it shows easier. Okay, thank you so much. And I've gotten an account pulled up that is showing your name and shows your address. And the system shows that you had the order for the Omex 3 Ultra Pure for 6 boxes. You were receiving every 2 months. Your last order was actually in, let's see.
The last order I received was March 11th. 21.
Okay, I need to find that most recent order because I'm seeing July of 2020. Let's see.
Ship date 03/11/2021.
Okay. Let me look at something here.
And it was supposed to be every 3 months, but
11/2020. Did you use a different email address?
Nope.
Let's see.
I've got a different email if you want to check it, but I doubt if I used it.
Okay, and you did say music9779@hotmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what the last...
You want the order number?
Yes.
JR5DLA-18N.
Okay, now I don't know what that number is. But with the online store, the orders usually start with SH- a number.
Okay.
I can use that.
I do not see that.
Okay. Let's see. 2021. Let me also look here.
Pick number. GLF number. Order date 3/10/21.
Let me try looking just to see if you got in the other system. Let's see. All right, I'm looking in another place here, so it may be that you had ordered. Okay, that's online store. That's online store. Okay, yep, that's what it is. All right, so your most recent order was in our old system here, and everything, yeah, it shows you did still have 6 boxes, and your last order was October 10th.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, we are migrating everything to the online store. Are no longer placing any orders in that particular system. Let's see.
Okay.
All right. You were paying $144. I will do my best to try to get a price that's the lowest price.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see what I can do.
The same price?
I will see if, yeah, in the online store, you have what's called a subscribe to save plan. It was subscribe and save plan.
Yeah,
so the prices kind of vary a little bit. When you last had the order in July of 2020, 6 boxes were $144. And
yeah,
you were getting it every.
My last order.
I'm sorry, what was that?
2021 was my last order.
That's correct. Yes, sir. It's in our old system, and
yes.
we can't restart that one. Everything is migrating from that one for you, and new orders have to be through the online store.
Okay, that's where we had the problems. It would never
okay.
work. That's why we went the other way.
Okay. Let's see. Let me look at the notes from in. Let's see. I think we found out a little bit more when it came to it. You called in December of 2020, called in to see if card was correct. We updated the card. Orders still failed. Said he called card company. Let's see, another note. Called in to update card. Said it always goes back to pause. And
yeah.
I think on our end, it depends on whether we pause it or you pause it. But after you update.
I never pause it. It just automatically defaults to pause.
Okay. All right. Well, we did find out a little bit of information on our end. When the card is updated, it has to be, or the system has to be notified that it's a good card now. Or I think that's what causes it to just go back to the pause.
Okay.
So I think we found out something that's a breakthrough with that. I think that's what was happening. Because
okay.
This was the 23rd, and we will give that a try. I believe that's it.
See, I've got a new credit card now, but
okay.
That's why I called in.
All right, let me see what I can do about trying to reactivate this one, if
okay.
it will allow me to reactivate it here.
Sure, I'll let you try that. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Now, here you are receiving it every 2 months. You can, of course, still space it out to whenever, how often you would like to receive it or not like to receive it. Wait a minute. Okay, I didn't
like
want
it should have been
that.
On the 3 months, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah, we can do 3 months.
Yeah.
In the old system there, it was 6. You can actually, well, you've already had the online account, so you know it's a lot more flexible. Let me just get over to the page first of all. All right, so pull that up. All right, so you did have the one subscription, and it says inactive. And let me see here. Yeah, and it is set to every 3 months in the online store. So let me go over here. It says reactivate, and you are wanting to reactivate.
Yeah.
Okay, so reactivate.
Hopefully the 144.
Yeah, that was the last prices that was in, so we will see how that works and what it actually will give. Are you wanting a shipment to go out tomorrow? And what I'll do is try to do a flag there to check, because you'll receive a notification, and it also will tell you how much you'll be being billed.
Okay.
So if you have a question or need to call us, of course you can call us. I think the order stays unfulfilled for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Okay, and I'm sorry if I'm talking a little bit too much. Let's see.
No, no. That's fine.
All right, so I've got the section for edit the card info. Last card on file was 8109.
Okay,
so let me just put in, I guess I need to click change card first.
8109, let's see.
Said it expires 6/2023. MasterCard.
Yeah, that's probably it. Where is it here?
Okay. And we do have Canadian customers, so I haven't, well, I don't speak with every customer, but I haven't heard of any other issues with the credit card.
As you can see from the history there, I seem to be the lucky one.
But, you know, if it seems to be an issue with it, which I don't think it will be, I think that was the issue there with the making sure it was flagged for good card. You can go through our international service there. And
okay, I've never been able to find it.
Never been able to find it? Okay.
No.
It's the way that you would check out, but that's just a recommendation. You don't have to.
Okay.
But let me, is that card a good card number?
No, we have to change it.
Change it? Okay. All right, I'm ready for the card number.
Okay. 5191-2302-1601-3889.
Okay, so that's the entire number?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 5191-2302-1601-3889.
Yes.
All right, and the CVV?
I don't know if the expiry changed. 0623.
Okay. Month June of 2023. And that security code, please.
236.
Okay, 236. All right, so I have that in and update. All right, so it says payment method has been updated successfully. So now order status has been changed to the old one there. So what I need to do, change status to good. Yep. All right. So the status it shows now is as a good card. And
okay.
It has every 3 months is the shipping frequency. Let me view the product. All right, so it has the Omax 3 Ultra Pure for 6 boxes.
Mm-hmm.
At $144 is the price. I haven't changed anything. The price
is,
I believe, different on the website. I'm not certain if that automatically adjusts or not, but it's not showing the different price here. So for your order, when are you wanting the next order to go out?
Right away.
Okay.
Can I add something to the order?
Let's see if it will allow me to do that.
If it's going to screw up things, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know if I can add anything. You want...
Okay, don't worry about it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll let you know if I have to try to figure it out, and I would have to try to figure it out.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But if you're wanting to do a new subscription, you certainly can. Are you wanting another subscription or a one-time shipment?
A one-time shipment.
Okay. Now I can probably process a one-time order for you, but it just would be separate, and it would be today.
Yeah.
Instead of it
doesn't screw up the OMAX, the probiotic.
Okay, so let me get your date set in, because the system will automatically bill. The subscription is kind of set up that way. And let's see. Edit date. All right, so order date will be for tomorrow, which will be April 1. And it will renew then. Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to get the OMAX Triple Action Probiotic.
Okay. Let me pull that up. All right, so your address there in Canada, that is still shipping and billing?
Yes.
All right, so let's see how it's put. Triple Action. Okay, so you want the OMAX Triple Action Probiotic plus Prebiotic. A one-time shipment, it shows. One box is $29.95.
Okay, and they emailed me a coupon here. I don't know if that can be applied to it. Health 10.
Okay, that makes a little bit of a difference in the call center. We cannot apply those coupons.
Okay, well, don't worry about that then.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Yes, sir, but you can, through the website, you put in that coupon code. Yeah, we just can't put codes in here.
That's fine, yeah.
But you can certainly use it. I'm sorry that you've had some...
It would come out as a separate shipment, so I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, sir, that you've had some issues there in the past, but there is a place on the website where you can put that coupon code in, and it will deduct it. And yeah, just when we don't have a place to put in the coupon codes.
Okay.
Not in the call center.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me also go ahead and flag it, and I will check it also for tomorrow.
Okay.
But probably when the order is done early in the morning, U.S. Eastern Time, it's probably about 5 a.m. So you may receive a notification, I don't know, maybe an hour or so before then. I'm not sure how soon it sends it out. All right, sir, I've done a bunch of talking. Is there anything else you want to ask?
No. Just in case I have an issue or whatever with the price, is there a direct number for you? Or
you can just call our call center.
Yeah.
We are here 8 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah.
I don't have a direct number, but anyone will be able to assist.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
No, we're all set. We're on auto renew. It's all set. We're good.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. You have a good rest of the day.
You too. Bye
Thank
now.
you, sir. Bye-bye.